It's Rebbe Zusher. We're continuing in the 19th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yutes, Mishnah Yud. So says the Mishnah, mashpelas, a big container that they would bring manure to a field to fertilize it. That has holes in it that are big enough that if you were trying to fill it with pomegranates, the pomegranates would fall out. So Rameir says it could still become tameh with Tumas Medrash, because you can still sit on it, but Chum say that it's tar, because if it can no longer be used as a base kibul, and therefore it's not mekabel tumas meis, which is its primary function, then the secondary function of a seat is also no longer applicable, just like we learned in the last Mishnah. Now we move on to the 20th parak of Maseches Kelim, parakhaf Mishnah Aleph, hakarim v'aksasos v'asakin v'hamartzufin. If you have pillows or mattresses or bags or suitcases that all have a base kibble, shenifchasu, and they become broken, so they don't have a base kibble anymore, they can't hold anything anymore, hare elu tamei medrash, they could still become tamei tumas medrash, because because people could still sit on them or lie on them. Haklustar arba'as kavin, if you have a basket that's meant to hold food for an animal, it's big enough to hold four kav, hator mal chameshes kavin, or a shepherd's bag that could hold five kav, hakrisis sa'o, or a krisis, which is another type of bag that could hold one sa'a, hachemesh al shivas kabin, or a leather bottle that could hold seven kav. So all of these can become tamei tumas medrash, and provided that they're the size that we just said. But if they're smaller than the sizes that we just gave for all these different things, then no one would sit in it, no one would lie down on it, and therefore it's not tamei tumas medrash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hariv tzal v'hamizvada kol shehein. If you have a spice bag or a small suitcase, any size hareil tamei medrash would be tamei tumas medrash, because apparently people do lie in it even when it's small. V'kulam shenifchasu, if any of these kelim become ruined in any way that they can't hold what they're supposed to hold, tahorim, then they're going to be tahorim. Neshabat alik ubata atfela, even though you don't need a base kibul for something to be tamei tumas medrash, but once the ikur is batel, its primary use is batel, its secondary tuffel use is batel as well. So to review what we learned tonight, today in the last mission on Parak Yates, we said that if you have a mashpelas, which carries manure that develops holes that are large enough for rimonim to fall through, Rameir holds its tummy, and the Chum say that it's tar entirely, because once it's batel, ikr batel tfele, so it cannot even become tamei tumas medrash. And then in Parachaf, Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about pillows and mattresses and bags and all sorts of things, and we gave and we said that if they break, they're still able to be tamei tumas medrash, but we said that different types of baskets and things that can hold items of different sizes, different minimum sizes, are mekabel tumas medrash. Less than that size would not be mekabel tumas medrash. And if they break, they're going to be tahar, because if they break to the point that they no longer function as a base kibul, they're going to be tahar, because if they cannot be used for their primary use, then the secondary use falls away as well. Next time we'll pick up with Parachaf Mishnah Beis.